Special needs families protest at Essex Council meeting. Parents heckled county councillors during a meeting discussing delays to assessments for children with special educational needs. About a dozen parents were at the May full meeting of Essex County Council. It was told 19 questions had been submitted by families about special educational needs and disabilities, but just one was allowed to be asked during the meeting's public question section, which lasts 30 minutes. Mother of two, Hannah Harding from Uttlesford, said, "We have been denied that opportunity to ask questions and are very disappointed." Liberal Democrat opposition councillor Marie Goldman suggested that not allowing extra questions was giving the impression of wanting to avoid the issue. Fellow Lib Dem councillor Jude Deacon said, "This council is denying the right of parents to ask sensible and important questions." Outside the meeting, parents told of the sacrifices they had made to look after their children while awaiting assessments. Parents were protesting following a national report showing only 1% of children in the county receive an assessment for an educational healthcare plan within the legal time limit of 20 weeks. The county council is due to spend £1 million on paying for extra assessment specialists in a bid to reduce its backlog. Education cabinet lead Mr. Tony Ball faced jeers in the council chamber as he said 2,237 youngsters still needed to be assessed, and of those, 26 families had been waiting more than a year. "I make no secret that within Essex our performance is unacceptable and has let down the children and young people of Essex," he said. "I have before and do again apologise to the families that are affected."